Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. I've been talking a lot about my family history on my father's side over the past few weeks and thought I might continue with a few of my memories of the 1930s. Nelson Brothers Paint Store was located at 328 5th Street in Eureka. That was on the south side of 5th Street between D and E Streets. Other businesses in the block at that time were the offices of PG&E, New Method Cleaners, Cherry Blossom Bakery, a small but very busy restaurant operated by John Philman, who went on to operate the Samoa Cookhouse for a time, and then opened Johnny's Cookhouse in Fortuna, and a small grocery store owned by a gentleman by the name of Nick Chetkovich. After World War II, Nick hired a young man by the name of Stan Madsen. In later years, Stan started his own grocery business in a small market located at Cedar and California Streets. Stan and his wife Margaret set me up with a blind date when I was in my 20s. That ended in the marriage to my wife Rita and lasted 64 years until her passing in 2016. All of these businesses were on the south side of the street, including headquarters for the Salvation Army. Across the street was located a bridle and saddle shop, a large western store called Thompson and Hamner, with everything a horse owner needed. Located on the northwest corner of 5th and E Streets was a small newsstand owned and operated by a Mr. Cook. A double-leg amputee, he was known as Shorty. Mr. Cook later sold the business to Lowry Bass, a brother of the late O.H. Bass. My Aunt Bessie worked for both men as a sales clerk for many years. As a kid, I hung out at the paint store and across the street at the newsstand. Every 4th of July, Aunt Bessie would present me with a bag of assorted fireworks. They carried a large selection of fireworks in season. Being Bessie's only nephew, I was spoiled rotten. My time at the paint store was spent watching my father prepare paints for numerous jobs. In those days, colors were added by hand, and matching a particular color was an art in itself. Nowadays, paint colors are matched through the use of computers and done while you wait. During this time, a young man came to work for my dad and was allowed space to set up a ski rental business as a sideline. This young man, by the name of Eddie Koskela, went on to become quite a famous local artist. A soft-spoken man, I spent a lot of time with him watching him repair and recondition snow skis. 5th and E Streets was a very busy intersection with lots to watch. It was a major stop and transfer point for the streetcars with tracks in all four directions. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.